Welcome to Home Run, the brand new podcast to help you keep fit and healthy at home. I'm Mike Graham.
And I'm sports therapist Becky Adam.
And the two of us will be hosting regular podcasts to have fun, to keep fit, and believe it or not, maybe even to lose a little bit of that tummy. Welcome back to another exciting edition of Home Run, the new fitness podcast, which is coming out from the MG podcast empire, of course, but it's not just with me. It's with me and sports therapist Becky Adam. Becky, welcome back. And how are you doing today?
Hi, Mike. Yeah, very well. Thanks. How are you?
Yeah, very well indeed. Very well indeed. Everybody seems to be quite enjoying these podcasts because they are basically simple forms of exercise that everybody can get into, regardless of whether they've ever even done it before in their life, even if they've now reached the great age of 25 and they've never actually really done any exercise, you know, they can start with this. So we've covered lots of things so far. We've covered resistance, we've covered weight training, we've covered cardio training as well. What do you got for us today?
Well, today I thought it was quite important to cover a bit of exercise that's sort of specific to kids. I think with all the kids being off school at the moment, you know, and I guess maybe starting to get a little bit bored at home, then this might be something that they can add into their day that might keep them entertained for a little bit longer.
Yeah, okay. So, I mean, is it age sort of specific, or does it do you have to be a certain age to do exercise? Because I think some parents wonder whether children can do certain types of exercise when they're quite young.
Obviously, things like the weight training. So if you were adding a lot of weight on, you probably wouldn't do that for younger children, just because obviously they're still growing. There's certain weights that kids can do. So, for example, if they're part of a rugby club or a football club, then they'll be trained very specifically. But I think what we want to focus on is anything for kids of all ages, really. So things that any kid can do, from very young to sort of teenagers. So it's just about getting them out and about, improving their fitness, getting the heart going without doing anything sort of heavy that's going to potentially hurt them or injure them.
No, of course. And as you say, it's good to get them out of the house, because I'm sure there's a lot of parents, you know, like me, even though I haven't seen my kids for a while, but I know exactly what they're up to because I talk to them every day, that they spend an awful lot of time on the Xbox or on the PlayStation or watching YouTube. So the more you can get them away from that, the better.
Yeah, and I think that's sort of true generally, even before the lockdown. Yeah. I think, you know, things are different now than when, I guess, we were kids, and there is more technology available to them, and that is a big part of what they do, and that's fine. But yeah, this, you know, it will give them sort of a bit of a break away from that, and especially if they're sort of homeschooling at the moment as well.
Yeah.
You know, doing a little bit of fitness or building in sort of a PE lesson can help them academically as well, so it can help their concentration. You know, there's lots and lots of benefits to it, not just fitness wise, but also in terms of things like concentration as well.
And would you recommend that they do something different each day? For example, say you have them 5 days and you let them off at the weekends, but you'd give them, say, a specific time. I mean, I'm quite keen on this for my own kids, is to give them a specific time that you're going to do something. Like, you know, I say to them, you know, if you're going to do all that stuff on the PlayStation, that's all very well, but you're going to need to spend at least an hour during Easter holidays on homework and on schoolwork. So you're going to, between 11 and 12 every day, that's when you're going to do it. And they've been not bad at that, actually. And similarly, I would say, if you were going to do it like a PE lesson, say an hour, you know, say, right, okay, well, why don't we do that between 2 and 3 or something?
Yeah, I think that's a really good idea. And I know from talking to friends of mine that have got kids of school age, they've sort of said that they get quite a productive morning out of the kids in terms of the schoolwork.
Right.
But come the afternoon, it all kind of falls apart a little bit. So right. It might be a good way of building a little bit of structure. And you know, I think it is a big ask for kids to sort of concentrate at home all day and do schoolwork all day. So I think this is something that's good for them. It gives them like a structure, and it might eat up sort of an hour of their day, but it's something that's really going to keep them fit and healthy and doesn't almost feel like they're doing learning, which I think is quite important as well.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's right. I think the homeschooling idea, which is what we've tried to do with our section on Talk Radio, is to make it not just about academic stuff, but to make it about, you know, other things that people might just be interested in finding out about, you know. Like, you know, the other day we did, you know, how to cut your own hair. which was great, you know, because I'm sure that if anybody tries to do it, it'll be hilarious because it sounds a lot easier than it probably look than it actually is. But you know, I wonder whether what would you say about eating? Because we haven't really touched on this. You talked about, you know, do the exercise whenever it feels like you want to do it at that particular time. Would you say, if you were, say, having lunch at 1 o'clock with the kids or something, would you then say, would it be better to do the exercising before lunch or after?
Again, it's very individual, this. I mean, I'm the sort of person that I can eat quite close to exercising. So I eat not a full meal, but a decent snack sort of half an hour before.
Right.
But I know some people that can't eat within 2 hours. They just feel sick. Yeah. So it's very individual. I think all I would say is that if you do sort of a decent amount of exercise, then have a good meal afterwards. Mm. So, you know, make sure that you get some, you know, a decent meal, like a balanced meal, sort of a few carbs in there, some protein as well, just to kind of replace what you've been losing during the exercise.
Right. Okay. And what sort of games do you can you tell us that we could get into if you were to design a kind of a 5-day plan?
Yeah, well, there's absolutely loads and loads of things for this, so it's quite hard to kind of narrow it down.
Yeah.
I think it brings out the kid in all of us, this sort of thing, actually. So there's a game that we... again, we're supposed to be adults, but at the gym we play this game quite a lot and it just gets us warmed up. So we would have some square mats at the gym. So you might be able to do this with doormats or cushions or pillows.
Yeah.
So you would have, say, a family of four, you'd have two mats between you. You have to stand on the mats at all times because the floor is hot lava, so you're not allowed to go into it.
Right.
So you've got to work out a way of getting from one side of the room to the other without touching the floor. So obviously it's a case of all of you squidging on one mat, throwing the other one and then jumping across, that kind of thing. So that's really good for sort of, I suppose, probably younger kids. But again, as I said, as adults, we quite like playing it. So it kind of gives you a bit of imaginary play, but it's a bit of problem solving. So getting the kids to think about, right, how can we all get across here without touching the floor? You're jumping around, you kind of move in. So it's, you know, it's a bit of fun. Again, doesn't necessarily feel like really hard exercise, but it's still doing a job. It's still getting people moving.
So the hot lava idea you could do inside or outside, I suppose, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And you can, you know, you can just adapt it to whatever you've got. So you might not have mats at home, but like I said, you could use cushions or just you could put towels down or something that you can just use as, I guess, the idea to replicate stones that you're trying to get across this hot lava.
Yes. And so next time around, I've seen names like catch the flag, frisbee golf, golf football. These are all things I've actually seen people doing, and it looks like great fun.
Yeah, brilliant. I mean, again, you know, there's so many games that I guess we would say are slightly more traditional or going back to the kind of older days, like things like hopscotch. You can get the kids to just draw that out on a driveway, do a bit of hopscotch. So things like frisbee golf is you would have if you've got a frisbee in the house, you'd have a frisbee, and rather than a golf hole, you could use a bucket or you could use a box or something like that. And the aim is to obviously get the frisbee into that, and that's how you get a point. Golf football is a similar thing. So you'd use a football and kick it into a bucket or a box as a way of getting the ball.
Try not to kick it through the neighbour's window, presumably, right?
Well, ideally not. Yeah, that might be a bit expensive.
Yes, no, absolutely right. Yeah,
and maybe if you've got a softer ball, that might be better.
Yes. Well. Can you do? I've never actually seen anyone use a medicine ball, but I mean, I have seen them in gyms and things like that. Can you do something like that with something heavy that you can throw to each other?
Yeah, you could do, absolutely. I guess it just depends on what you've got lying around the house, really.
Yeah.
Medicine balls are obviously the ideal, but yeah, if you've got sort of either a heavier ball that you could use, or perhaps like filling up a bottle with water and maybe throwing that, because you can sort of change the weight.
Yeah.
So yeah, you could do things like that, definitely.
Yeah, and if you have got a garden, I suppose there's any number of running games you can do.
Yeah, plenty of running games to do. Again, I'm sort of thinking going back to when I was at school and the sports day events that we used to have. So, you know, could you recreate a sack race, or could you recreate a skipping race, some sort of beanbag relay? Even, why not have every week, why not have on a Friday a weekly sports day or something at
Yeah.
home? So introduce a bit of something like that. If you've got friends that you could FaceTime or you could video call, you could have a little bit of a competition with the kids as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, even maybe running with that thing they used to do at the primary school where they put an egg on a spoon, the egg and spoon race. I've just remembered what
Oh
it's called because there's an egg and a spoon
yeah.
in it.
Yeah, great. I mean, things like that are really good for sort of balance coordination, and I guess you could see how clever your child is, whether they cheat and put the thumb on it and run.
And I guess if they're, yeah, right. I guess if they're a bit older, you might be able to let them do things like sit-ups and press-ups, right?
Yeah, definitely, definitely. It's just, again, it's just being sensible, really. So it's, they might be used to they might play football or rugby for the school, for example. So they might be, if they're in high school especially, they'll be a bit more used to the gym-based activities anyway. Most kids would have something like that built into their timetable.
Yeah.
So yeah, there's nothing wrong at all in doing that. And I think one of the main things to get across for kids is that just use what you've got. It doesn't have to be fancy. It doesn't have to replicate, some sort of gymnastics club or whatever it is that they go to. Just walk, just jog, just ride a bike. As long as they're getting out there and getting some exercise, that's the most important thing.
Yes, exactly right. Because also, I mean, one of the nicer things, I'm not so much sure about the traffic in London, but the traffic in lots of parts of the country's disappeared to a large extent. So if you were worried before about taking the kids out on a bike, into the streets, you could now probably do it with a bit more confidence.
Yeah, I think that's it. And I think, it's I guess where I live, it is a bit quieter, and I've seen that we've got quite a few big parks around and people are keeping the distance, but there's a lot more kids out on bikes. They're taking tennis rackets down and having sort of an hour out there and just playing a little bit of sport. And kids are really imaginative, and I think it's a great opportunity for them to start getting creative. So, get them to make their own game up, get them to come up with a list of rules and a structure for a game that you can all play together. And that's, again, it could be part of their school days to make up their own game, and then in the afternoon they can play that game. It's still, getting them to think creatively and getting them to, practice the writing skills and that sort of
And
thing.
maybe you could get them to use YouTube for that as well, rather than just watching stuff on YouTube that they like normally watch. You could actually have them looking for things that might be there that they could do.
Yeah, definitely. There's loads of ideas on YouTube. There's so many different things that they could do. Different videos of games. I think there's some really good resources from I think mainly sort of PE teachers on the sorts of games that they build into their lessons. So there's plenty of resources online for that.
Okay. Well, that's brilliant. Well, that's what you want to do with your kids, is just get them doing something, get them doing anything. And if you can, get them to do it regularly, because the more regularly they can do something, the more they get used to doing it, and the better it is for them. Becky, I'll check in with you again very soon. This is Home Run, the podcast that makes you have fun while you're getting fit. Join us next time for another episode of Home Run, when we'll give you more tips on how you can keep fit and healthy from the comfort of your own home. Feel free to share your tips and home exercise pictures with us on Twitter @HomeRunPodcast.